of the Anbiya alayhi salam, so therefore you must be the favorite and things will be just working out for you smoothly. So don't be deceived. Tilka ummatun qad khalat, they have passed, they will get what they worked for and you will get what you worked for. So remember, ha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. You have to work like they have worked. So what they work, they will earn. What you work for, you will earn. So in this, as the surah ends, then Allah shows the khulasa, the essence. Then you come against the surah Hud, right? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, we have aged. So the reply was, Shayyabatni Hud. What made me old is the Surah Hud. So now, what in the Surah has aged the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So the Mufassirin, Lama'i Kiram, would have different opinions. Some of them say that in the Surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the fall of approximately 7 nations, starting with Nuh, then Hud, then Salih, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Lut, then Musa alayhi salam. So many Anbiya alayhi salam Allah speaks about. So how they fell and how they perished. ذلك من أنباء القرى نقص عليك. منها قائم وحسيد. There are some still continuing, like the people of Musa alayhi salam, they still continue. ومنها قائم وحسيد, and some totally wiped out. So some are still standing, you can see them, and some have been wiped off the face of the earth. So now, some say that the reason for Rasulullah Wasallam's worry and concern or this aging was this nations and how they fell and how they collapsed. But the greater ulama, they say, wasn't because of this, it was because of the last 2 pages of Surah Hud. So there is a very prominent message there, right? So the message that's contained there, right? One is this: Fastaqim kama umirt, and remain straight as you've been commanded. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, not only you, but even your followers, but remain absolutely straight as you have been commanded. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's nature had become deen. That is nature, it was natural for him to do right and to refrain, that was his nature. But now his concern was the people, will they be able to conform, standing totally straight as they have been commanded at all times? Will they manage this? Because his concern was his dear ummah. Okay, will they be able to manage? This man has got feelings, has got emotions, right? So that's within his makeup. Some days he's good, some days he's unwell, some days he's fit, sometimes he's distressed, sometimes there's prosperity, sometimes there's adversity, sometimes there's death, sometimes there's birth, sometimes there's a whole atmosphere of happiness, and sometimes it's gloominess. So now, these things will come into your life. But in the face of all these conditions remain straight. Don't patarkan, don't move. This way or that way, remain absolutely straight. Now, you see this column here, right? The column, it remains straight from the day it was built. Right? And you don't see it bending one way or the other. Not inclining, right? But it's got no feelings, no emotions, no health problems, no wealth problems, no distress. So it's not an achievement that it can remain absolutely straight, because it doesn't have these things. And now you've got so many things with you, when all that remain absolutely straight, then don't move this way, don't move that way, not front, not behind. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمِنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَتْغُو. I mean, in the time of prosperity or adversity, remain straight. In the Khanqa generally, the whole purpose of the Khanqa is إِصْلَاحُ الزَّاهِرْ وَالْبَاطِنِ, to correct yourself, right? Both the Zahir and the inside. Zahir, namaz, roza, etc. Zahir. And batin is the heart. Malice, jealousy, etc. Right? So, you have to keep yourself absolutely erect, straight. So, today I was thinking, you know, can there be something that can keep you straight? So, there was a man here. Perhaps he's in Umrah now. So, quite wealthy, very wealthy. So I read on hadith, but with a prelude, you see. Just for us to appreciate the hadith, then a little bit of a preamble or an introduction. We can live amongst people thinking he's a scorpion, he's a mosquito, he's a snake, he's a swine, he's a donkey, right? And things like that. That's when whenever you come across, he wants to hurt you. That's when he wants to push you down. Right? That's when for no reason, he wants to bite you, like a snake. Right? So you can live amongst people with that frame of mind. But then, as you are coming across people, then you are feeling miserable. Going among snakes, scorpions, mosquitoes, yeah? So all they are out to hurt me. I'm going with that frame of mind. It's how you frame your mind. Yeah? And the other way is that you adjusted the frame of the mind. How you adjusted the frame of the mind? I'm going to beautiful meadow, beautiful meadow, garden, some fruit trees, rose, tulips, mangoes, leeches, full season. So here I enjoy from the rose, from the fragrance, here from the lychee, here from the pear, here from the apple, I enjoy. And the attendants also so friendly there. So you can adjust your frame of mind in this manner. So it's how you adjust your mind. If it's a man that is thinking right, then he won't put himself into problem, but he doesn't have to have a suspicious mind, a malicious mind. You don't have to imagine if a swine is entering a garden, right? A garden that is well fertilized, all that, the first, right? There is the fruit and there is all the things to be making yourself happy. The pig, what will it reach for? For the first. And if he's an understanding person, what would he reach for? The pear, the plum, the peaches, the grapes, he'll reach for that. So he's going in, he's going of pleasure. He's entering as an entrance of pleasure, honor, right? And this person here, he's entering, but with an entering of a filthy mind. So we can be amongst people and just frame the mind, adjust the mind with the mind of goodness. Right? Even when you're going for gush now, then you can correct the mind. Right? You can also say, hey, you know, these people here are not doing namaz. Sunni is a druggie. But you can just adjust the mind in this manner. You see, oh, these people are good, you know. They are good. And there is some good in their hearts that may be more precious than diamonds and emeralds, right? Very good. But maybe we didn't speak to them rightly. Maybe that we didn't visit them. Right? So perhaps it's our mistake. They had the good, we didn't go and see them. We see them, inshallah, they may be in such a position that they may overtake us. So it's our fault that we haven't visited these people. The other way is, he's like a drunkard, he's not doing namaz, he's a druggie, he's a kababi. And the good frame of mind says, see how you frame your mind. If you want to have that filthy mind, then it doesn't have the right effect on the person that you're meeting. Because he can sense it somehow that they despise me, they look down upon me. You can make it up from the choice of your word, the presentation, how you're talking, how you're conducting yourself, they can sense it. But if it is that you just corrected the frame of your mind, you have done what you're supposed to be doing, but with a beautiful frame of mind. No filth, nothing. But what a dramatic change you can make. So you can correct the situation. It's just about the mind, how you correct the mind. And the correcting of the mind, what a difference it makes. So the one two hadiths that are coming to my mind this morning. Now, see the hadith says, Rasulullah passed some advice and Anas ibn Malik. And when I came from India, 1979-80, so I related the hadith to my mother. So she asked me to write the hadith with the translation, and I leave in my Quran Sharif. Every day I look at it. So the hadith was that Rasulullah is advising us, my son, the morning and the evening, without any malice or jealousy in your heart, for any Muslim. No dirt, no filth in your heart, for any Muslim. How low he is or how high he is, but you don't harbor any malice nor any jealousy. Many a times, the problems that exist is because of some jealousy, some malicious intent. Look at Zainab radhiya anha. And she's amongst the Azwaj Mutahharat. And when the scandal against Aisha, so she was also consulted. So look at the immediate response, right? Ahmi, Lisani, Wadini, La A'alamu Minha, La Adri Minha, Illa Khair. Now, it's a co-wife, so you have some, right? Rivalry, right? Don't you have a rivalry? If you see a sheikh now, and one khadim is overtaking, so the other one is also overtaking. So you have a little bit of a rivalry, that's human, right? So you can't now smash people because of that rivalry. That rivalry is for good reasons, right? As long as it doesn't take them to the wrong end, right? So but at that crucial moment, I guard my tongue. I guard my deen. I only know good of them. So a person thinks it's a rifle gravity. But I don't have any evil feelings for it. See that? Rivalry is different. You were a shop and he were a shop. You're making millions, you're making 100,000. So there'll be something, rivalry. But now if someone asks you for a recommendation for his shop, say he's an excellent person to work with, he's excellent, terrific, you don't have any type of rivalry. It's not rivalry, any type of malicious intent. No jealousy, no malicious intent. So Nabi Sam is advising Anas, no malice, no jealousy. Why is he surpassed? Why is he? People don't know about him. The Sheikh doesn't know about him. Yeah. I must apprise the Sheikh about this person's dark life. They don't know, therefore they're holding him in honor and esteem. So you, Allah didn't ask you to get into that. Did he ask you? He didn't ask you to go and investigate all that. See, for example, you harbored a good opinion, right? You constructed a good opinion in your mind, but the person was not good, right? But you constructed a good opinion in your mind for the person. By Allah Ta'ala, you're not sinful. لَوْلَا إِسْسَمْعَتُمُهُ وَظَنَّ الْمِنُونَ وَمِنَاتُ بِأَنْفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. A Muslim is supposed to be harboring good thoughts about his brother, constructing the right thoughts. So that's the command. So even if he was wrong, but you had a good opinion about the person, you are not going to be guilty anyway. In the records of Allah Ta'ala, he won't hold you guilty for that. He was wrong. Why did you construct the right thoughts? You didn't go and preach that he's a right person, but in your mind you constructed the right thoughts. Why you didn't preach about him? Because you don't have all the facts. But as a Muslim, in your personal self, you have constructed right thoughts about him. So for that you got no sin. Just to adjust your thought about the person. Even outwardly he may be doing something wrong, but that doesn't prevent you from constructing the right thought. Maybe he's doing something wrong, but his heart may be like a diamond, and I don't see it. I don't know about it. Huwa a'lamu bi taqwa. Don't you consider yourself to be pious? La tuzakku. But on the flip side is this, that you harbored some wrong thought about your brother, right? Some suspicion, some wrong thought, right? On the day of Qiyamah, when you constructed that wrong thought about your brother, Allah Ta'ala will ask you, you had a wrong opinion about your brother, substantiate. Bring the evidence. You had this wrong thoughts about your brother, where's your evidence? See, would that be an easy moment? A very difficult moment. Bring evidence. Bring it. Where's the evidence? Number two, we'll ask you, what right you had to have a wrong thought about the person? What are you going to say? Right, you see him doing wrong, but then you didn't despise him, you didn't run him down. Yes, you saw he's wrong, so you took your precautionary measures, number one, and those that were close to you, you asked them to keep away because he's wrong. He's in drugs, humanizing, etc., and he's flirting openly, so you didn't want to get messed up. But that didn't stop you from, it didn't make you despise the person. You kept away because they're wrong. Right? Like a child has got some filth on his hand, right, on his body. Right? So when he's got some filth on his body, on his hand, right, he's messed himself up, so you keep away because it's all sewage, whatever, right? So you keep away. But do you despise that child of yours? You don't despise. You despise the filth, not the child itself. The mother washed the child, then you hug the child. So it wasn't the child that you despised. It was the filth that's around him. So the wrong that was in him, that's what you despised. The person has got iman. and you don't know about the imam. But because you've been commanded that you keep away from such a person, so you're keeping away. Not because that you are despising the person. It's a fine line. So if you would harbored, you constructed the right thought of your brother, you're not going to be answered. But you constructed the wrong, you despised him. Allah will ask you, alright, substantiate, prove this. So that's why I say with all the commotion that's carrying on in this country, right? All know. So one is that we despise the wrong. If it's wrong, then we despise it. We condemn the wrong, right? Number two is this, that we keep away as well. You know, this person is doing wrong, right? Appearing on TV, whatever. Right? He's doing wrong. So we keep away. Right? But number three is this, that we don't make this a topic of discussion anywhere and everywhere. Why? It's right for that person to discuss these subjects who has proper knowledge, proper understanding, the pros and the cons, the details, he's got evidence, and he's got some seniority. Senior, right? So it is his duty to speak about it. When he's senior, he's got the detailed information, the pros and the cons, then the person has got full, proper information, right? He's got evidence to support what he's saying. Can there be a dispute? The person that's thinking right, there won't be any dispute. But a person doesn't have the full information. Or something here he picked up, doesn't have the full information. Now, he makes it a topic of discussion, and there's an argument. Alright, you are labeling the person, you're running him down, where's the substance, where's your proof? What are you going to say? So, you jammed up afterwards, then rather you don't discuss it, but you I'm going to keep away because you sense something not right, right? If it's not right, then you are asked and keep away. فَلَا تَخْءُدْ بَعْدَ ذِكْرَ مَعَ الْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ So you keep away. But you don't make it a topic of discussion. But you keep away, you abstain, right? So that person has got thorough knowledge. He will condemn it. He will speak about it. Because when he's going to speak about it, it's not going to have problems. But everybody starts talking about it when they don't have full knowledge. Yes, you can ask. Just keep away, keep a distance. So it's in this environment, that ambience is not right. There's something that is not clear. In that covered, then you get people saying, hey, keep away, keep away. Everybody said keep away. Because they know there may be a bug, right? So they say keep away. So you can keep away, and you can keep others away as well from the elements of wrong. So don't make it a topic of discussion. But that's where all the fights, arguments, misunderstandings starts off. So if it's just few people that are thorough, understanding, sight, vision, they'll know how to address it, and when they address it, it will suppress that, the wrong suppression. And if we start making it a topic, then you're going to a walima, and you can't refrain. In the walima, yeah. You like that, joining this party here. Yeah. You're going for, in any other gathering, this becomes a topic. See? So then, from a small discussion, it becomes a debate. From a discussion, it comes to a debate. From a debate, it becomes an argument. From an argument, then you want to become emotional, right? See how it happens. But the problem is, لا تخفو ما ليس لك به. When you don't have proper information, then don't get into it. Either you take the time and get the proper information and talk about it. If anybody starts this, then you stop the person if he's coming easily under your influence, or you move away, one of the two. Either you stop the person, but you don't have all the detailed information, number one. Or number two is this, that if he doesn't stop, then you move away. Because you know how he's going to erupt from a nice family sitting to a discussion, to a debate, to an argument, you become emotional and you will become physical. See what happens. Then who wins here? Shaitan wins. Nobody wins. But I leave it for every situation, there may be some person, right? For a surgery, you need a surgeon. For a dental problem, you need a dentist, right? For an eye problem, you need. So, who's qualified for that? Just leave it to him. He's got a proper understanding. What a moral is coming out from the madrasa now. That's also the problem with the people now. Anyone coming from the madrasa, he must know everything. He just came out, he said, no, he's still to build up. Still build up time, experience, he'll understand. But if he just came out and you expect him to know everything, then that's not right. Or he came out from the madrasa, but he's doing some other work. Maybe he's teaching at a maktab level. Maybe he's teaching in a hills class, right? So he's not exposed to these type of things. But he won't have the full information. So, لِكُلِّ فَنِّنْ رِجَالٍ. For every situation, are some people, the one that is dedicated to that, he's got the information, he's sound in his taqwa and his knowledge, you refer to him. I ask you, then will there be trouble? Will there be fights? There won't be fights. Now, we are bringing this on to ourselves, and then we say, ulama got a lot of ikhtilaf, Allah got ikhtilaf, it's fighting, all that. But who's bringing it on? So I say, I wrote this for my mother. It's this hadith, right? That the morning and the evening, no malice, no jealousy, right, in your heart for any Muslim. And then, with that, the Muslim tells the Sahabi, and this is my sunnah. Can you see that? So, there are a whole host of sunnahs. From that, he says, وَهَذِهِ مِن سُنَّتِي. This is my way. وَهَذِهِ مِن سُنَّتِي. This is my way. And Nabi was so firm about this, so he warned the Sahaba Kiram that don't carry tears of my Sahaba to me. Don't carry the tears to me. Because I wish to come in your midst, wa ana salimus sadr. When I come in your midst, then I must have a clean with heart. That hadith shows something else also. It shows that the respected families of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not carry tales. He was salimus sadr inside the house, and when he's outside the house, he wants to remain salimus sadr. That's why أَخْرُجُ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا السَّلِيمُ السَّلِيمُ. So that means the Azwaj Mutahharat won't carry tails. The third thing you understand, that the man can be pious, but with information his mind can get affected. See that أَخْرُجُ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا السَّلِيمُ السَّلِيمُ. Are you hearing this about this person, that person? You are a human being. Innama ana bashar, I'm a man. So, won't you get affected? So, in spite of the piety, but you hear some negative information about the person, can't your mind get affected? So, the Bishop is saying, but don't carry the state of truth. There'll be some problem here and there, some unsnitch happened there. I was just going to the Malfuza for the Mutai Salam just before I could come here. So, he says, Sheikh Sabi Ziyada Lagna Lipatna Nichaya. One become always with him. Come once in a day, once in a week. According to the distance now, living at a distance, then you're corresponding once in a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? Near, then you're coming once a day or something. But not on that, as Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib writes a comment. Comment that he writes of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, right? Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi says, when I used to go and meet my Shaykh, then I used to make a dua as I'm going to him. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, don't expose any of his weakness before me. So what Mufti Muhammad Shafi Zabran says, every man will have some weakness, right? You're the children now, you're different. You're jumping and you're laughing and running. Sometimes something is happening, right? Sometimes you're thundering, all that, right? Something is happening. In your own space, you're doing something, right? Now, if that murid will see all this thing, hey, what a shaykh this is. What I thought of him, and what he turned out. So, won't you have some reservations of the shaykh? So he'll have some weaknesses. But now, you wouldn't put your heart and your eyes on the weaknesses. One is, see, there's a different understanding. Shami Sahib explained. One is, he's openly doing wrong. Openly coming on television, openly mixing up with girls, capturing the moment, all that, right? He's doing openly, right? That's an open wrong. Then if that shaykh is that, the eyes there, then it's wajib to break away from him. You can see now, it's an open wrong. Or he's persisting on wrong, right? Why is he doing wrong? He made tawbah, right? But now, he's wrong, and he's persisting on wrong. And I said, then you have to break, even if you're a shaykh, then you should break away. He's persisting on wrong. Because you didn't link up to him for that wrong activity. You linked up to him, why? That he must guide you to the sunnah, for the purification of the soul, right? That's what you linked up. But are you seeing all this? He's in a mess there. Then how can you link up with him? Al-Mawad Thamisa Brahman writes, now you have this fiancé on that, right? So the fiancé, so the male and the female, whatever the name is now, right? Now it's also a problem that we very, very particular about the choice of the word. English must be eloquent, spelling must be right, all that, right? So some lama say, people are coming up now, the spelling is not right, they're not eloquent. If they convey the message is enough, they rather put their minds in the correct recitation of the Quran Sharif. Tajweed is right, pronunciation is right, for that they're going to get sawab. For the correct English pronunciation, inshallah, no sawab will get. How eloquent, you wrote, you know, spelled knife in place of K, N, N, I. Inshallah, no quran will get. But, if the pronunciation of the Quran Sharif was not right, they even have problems. You had the time, just Qari Sahib, Ulama, why didn't you correct your pronunciation? Or, if you can't read and you're a hafiz, you start forgetting. So, that can be a problem. Why you forgot? Go and fix that up. All the merits on the correct pronunciation. I don't say, don't try for it, but it mustn't be an obsession. You don't rate the person because he can't spell right, or he's not too eloquent, right? He's passing the message enough. And after all, this English is just a zaruat. Right? It's not a maqsad in deen. It's not a goal to be working towards. It's a vehicle, right? Let's use it as a vehicle and understand it to be the language of an enemy to Islam. So don't take it on as something too dear and too respectful. Right? Yes, if it's Arabic or Urdu and somebody's wrong, then there you make a noise about it. Arabic, because that will lead you to the Quran, that will lead you to the Hadith, it will teach you the fiqh, right? For Urdu, after the Arabic now, presently, it's the closest to the Quran, Hadith, closest to the Arabic. After Arabic, it's the closest. So if someone is doing wrong, then you correct him. And then you make a noise, right? But now, in English now, if someone spelled Phoenix with the F, I understood now, it's alright. So, isme kya kaun sa bada masla ho gaya? I ask you, is that a train smash? So, why make a noise about it? Yes, if the Quran Sharif wasn't right, that pronunciation wasn't right, then make a noise. Right? Not reading it right. Right? We're supposed to stretch, not stretching. Or Quran il Majid, right? Or Quran il Majid. When he's supposed to be stretching, or stretch. When he's not supposed to be stretching, he's not stretching. So his recitation is right. That's the thing to be concerned about. All our figures, we can't even speak the language, we can't even write properly. The writing is not so important. The adding up is more important. Because you wrote wrong, right? But you added everything right. You got all the maths right. Right? All the maths you got right. Can you be deceived? But you're writing very well, but you don't know the maths then, they're causing a problem afterwards. So the more important thing, if what the more important thing, the less important thing becomes the thing of obsession. So you see this hadith. The Bishop says that this is my way. So like a person has got 10 children, right? And he says, this is my son. That means what it means? He's my favorite son. All of my children, I like them, but my favorite is one. So all of my sunnahs, but this is my favorite sunnah. Wahadi min sunnati. Can you see that? See the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Right? All lines. But this is my favorite. Hadi min sunnati, my baby. And then the hadith ends up, and the one that holds on to my sunnah, he'll be with me in Jannah. So is there anything higher that you can look for? So she told me, mother told me, that you write this, and keep my Quran Sharif, the way they open the Quran Sharif, I'm going to see this thing. But can't we do this, right? We take something as the cornerstone of our life. This one, I must have it. I spoke about it 2 days ago, an investment. So this is my investment, right? Is it? I won't listen to it, I won't harbor, but it's my investment for my death and my akhirat. You want an enjoyable death and an enjoyable qabr, don't you want? That's the investment that you want. Every Muslim wants, what he wants, an easy, enjoyable death, right? Pleasant, and a pleasant qabr. So there must be some investment, some exertion, you have to make a payment for that. So this man tells me, hey, the tasawuf and all that, too much. I'll do my namaz, my zakat, but this thing I'm going to keep it for my life. I'll keep it for my life, I'll remain on that. You see, you tell them the hadith, explain it nicely to them, and every word of the wisdom has got beauty. It's got beauty, it's got light, every word. Every word of it. Today is now Thursday night. I'll try and increase our durushi also. And make that intention now. From now, our hearts, no malice, no jealousy for any Muslim. No matter what happens, no malice. Malice means, I've got daggers against you. He must go down. Right? And when he's going down, then it brings my prosperity. See, I told you, he's really not right. So, you are longing his wrongs to surface, right? So that you can make it an occasion to celebrate. So you're waiting for that. Is that a Muslim thought? What a Muslim thought that? That you're waiting for him to fall so that you could start celebrate. See, it's not a Muslim that. Not a Muslim style. In fact, the Muslim style is when he's falling, you're trying to cover it up. I don't know about this. Just leave it. Now that's a Muslim. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. Yeah, مَغْفِرَةٌ, what it means? Covering the fault. You know that person is wrong, but somehow you just cover it up nicely. And if it's someone, your own child or someone near, and they're quiet, you shout at him also, hey, don't do this. You want to shout also. Boom bang. Correct him, but don't disgrace the person. Don't disgrace him, don't embarrass him. When you embarrass him, since I was left now, all my baggages all have been revealed. Now what's there for me now to be shameful of? But now you correct him in a style, in a nice style. Some you can shout and hit, right? A small child can do it. Someone you can't do it, then with kindness. But how to correct the person? Without embarrassing him, without disgracing him. See that? You don't embarrass the person, and you don't disgrace him, you don't despise him. But that doesn't mean now you don't advise him. You advise without despise. You advise and no despise. And can you see the crown on the top? Crown is now Kana Ma'i fil Jannah. But do you believe in Nabi? Do you trust him? So make it the point in your life now. From today, nothing. Even if someone starts it off, instigates, stirs up, I'm not going to listen to it. And I want my investment to be secure. I don't want the thing to be fluctuating. If it's going down, it must come up. We just put 1 million now, and tomorrow I think it's free. What happened? So this is the investment that you should be feeling hurt. Not this year. This is the investment that you should feel hurt, right? Why did I harbor any type of malice for my brother? Even if you heard something wrong, then work towards getting him right with respect and dignity. Get it right. You can't allow the wrong to continue, because then it's against Nahi and Munkar, right? But at your level, see, every person's level is different. At your level, you try and correct. How are you going to do it? Without ruffling the feathers, without problems, without fights, without putting up the face. How are you going to correct it? Think of how to bring a situation. Sometimes you just shout, it's alright. But you know how to cover it up after that. You shout and say, hey, what's wrong with you? You must know how to cover it up. Not in the way that now you're shouting the person, after that now you're not talking and he's distancing himself. Then you became two different camps. Shout the person, correct the person, put him online, right? If you can. If you can't, make dua for him. But somehow, don't you see, we read that instead of Imam Malik al-Hamdali, and someone is advising him about wearing too good clothes and all that. The Malik says, right, Man harrama zinatullahi lati, he spoke all about all that. But then, he says, please, he must continue advising me. See that? Please go on advising me. And I can understand why Imam Malik al-Hamdali wore that, and he said it, because he was an Imam of Fiqh and Hadith. So he had to say these things, Man harrama zinatullahi, not now, he's not covering his faults. He's not making a story. He's an Imam. As an Imam, he has to give direction, so he has to show that this is not haram. Although that is the better, I admit, but please go continue advising. But you see how comprehensive this people are. Perfect. Models. That's why you call them Imam. He says, please, your du'as and your advice, keep on. Allah Baktufi Yusuf.